your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, sometimes the news we cover on the Robert Scott Bell Show is more kosher than other times. Today, it's kind of a mixed bag. And what we're going to cover in the first hour of the show, definitely not kosher. Definitely not kosher, because there are pigs involved, okay?
Wait a minute, allowed to put kosher without kosher? You can't put those two things together, is it?
Isn't that kosher without kosher?
Contaminate the kosher with the non-kosher?
You're right. I mean, if you're going to be real, listen, I'm asking for the rabbis to pray over this today. And because we got to talk about pigs in this hour. And listen, This is really, this is good. Actually, it's a good story ultimately. But yeah, there's still some stuff going on with Mark Baker and Baker's Green Acres and the Michigan DNR, who wanted to execute all of his pigs for being feral by a definition so broad and vague. Space aliens could have been considered feral pigs for all we knew, according to the Michigan DNR. So we're going to get to that. Mark Baker scheduled to join us this hour. Very cool. Let's see. What else we got on town? Feeding animals, feeding pigs. You know that these pigs don't get enough antibiotics in their diet, don't you, Super Don? I mean, it's just...
Oh, yeah. No. There's definitely a shortage of antibiotics for all farm animals. We got to increase that somehow.
Actually, yeah. We're gonna reveal some science that shows maybe that's not the truth. Maybe they can survive without antibiotics. Oh, my gosh. Will the world come to an end? We'll talk about it. Also, vaccine messages, pro-vaccine messages. Are they backfiring on the vaccine industrial complex? We plan to get that today. Also, I know you're all tuning into the Robert Scott Bell Show to hear what I have to say about John Kerry, the Ukraine, and Russia. I know. That's why you tune in every day. What are you laughing at? They don't tune in for that?
Oh, well, yeah.
That's totally why you're listening to the Robert.
It's such an interesting thing. I mean, have you been paying a whole lot of attention to this whole Kiev-Ukraine thing?
Too much attention to it, but I must cover it because the way the mainstream media is covering it is absolutely all wrong. So wrong that if you listen and believe what you're hearing, even on Fox News, listen, we're giving Fox its props for the health stuff, but whether it's MSNBC or Fox, they all are getting the story wrong.
The reason why it's you can hear them just, you know, they've got the war drum, boom, 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 war imminent, invasion of the Russians, and you know, it's like, oh, come on, here we go again.
Can you hear Dwight David Eisenhower talking right now? Well, we'll get into that, I promise, you know, because I know that's what you want me to talk about. But it's not the whole show. But an important part next hour, we'll get to that. And you're still laughing at me. Why? I don't know. But let's start with pigs, because we got to get the kosher stuff, the unkosher stuff out of the way.
All right.
And we've got two big stories from medical news today. All right? Feeding plant extracts to sick pigs results in beneficial anti-inflammatory effects. This is actually
feeding pigs plants?
Plant extra. Yeah, oh. They're promoting dietary supplements for pigs for our porcine buddies. What is going on here? Here's where it starts. A porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome. PRRS is the most expensive and invasive disease for pig producers on a global scale. Now, we might have to ask Mark Baker about this because I'm pretty sure he doesn't have to rely on antibiotics for his porcine buddies on the farm there. But this has become the place to send all antibiotics that humans aren't consuming. Just give them to the pigs. Feed them to the pigs because they're all going to die of an E. coli infection, basically, because of the way they're living, the factory farms, the confinements, all of these things, the diseased stuff that they're feeding these pigs. What do you expect's going to happen? But what I didn't expect was that, you know, a big Medical News Today story would actually acknowledge a positive outcome for pigs who are being fed dietary supplements from plants. That's right. Now, we're going to go through some of these things. And Super Don, do you have your eyes on so we can get down to that? Because I don't want to overlook them. There's some really cool things that they're actually feeding them in these experiments. And they used four different diets, evidently, in weanling pigs, including a control diet and three additional diets that included. And Super Don, if you're ready, I want you to reveal this because it's just too much for me to say. I can't imagine that they've actually done this. So if you say, if you read it and say it, then maybe I'll believe it because we're looking at the same thing. Okay?
All right.
Tell what these three additional diets included in these pigs that resulted in a beneficial outcome of reducing inflammation that would have killed them without antibiotics prior to this.
All right. Well, first item is garlic. Garlic botanical extracted from garlic. Yeah, I like garlic on my pig.
Okay.
Let's see. All right.
So they're feeding garlic. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Little garlic on the pig. The next one. This one we've heard about before. Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yes. Now it's interesting. It's turmeric. What is it? Oleoresin.
Yeah, oleoresin extracted from ginger.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And
all right,
then
so ginger and turmeric.
This next one is one I kind of like. I'm into spicy food. But they gave him, and I, you know how I am with these words. Is it capsicum oleoresin?
Yes. Oleoresin. Yes, capsicum oleoresin. That's a spicy meatball. And it comes from the hot pepper, the cayenne pepper.
So garlic, and turmeric, and pepper. I mean, it sounds like we're making a pot roast.
Yeah, but listen, you're feeding the animals a plant medicinal or a series of plant medicinals that anybody who understands raising animals in a healthy environment will already know and probably have done. I'm sure Mark might be able to speak to us this hour if we get to that topic about caring for animals the way you would care for humans and your babies. You give them natural substances from the plant kingdom, and you watch the benefits that happen if you know how to use it right. And in both experiments here, half of the pigs in each dietary treatment were challenged with either E. coli or the PRRS virus, while the other half of the pigs were non-challenged. And so what did they find here? Did they find actually a benefit, or did the pigs that ate the dietary supplements from herbs, did they die? What did they find here?
No. Well, it turns out the pigs in the study, they were challenged with the E. coli and then been fed part of this plant extracts that we just described. And they found that 20% had a lower frequency of diarrhea.
Okay.
Let's see. The pigs fed the plant extracts were more efficient in feed use, so they ate better.
Okay.
And they had a sounder gut morphology. Their gut was better compared with the other ones that were fed the other diet. So you had a better,
right.
You had better digestion, better elimination, and you ate better.
Interesting. Yeah, and I like this too. They checked blood samples from pigs with the PRRS virus. They found that the pigs fed plant extracts also had lower blood viral load and lower concentrations of inflammatory mediators than pigs fed the control diet. Again, for those of you who just can't believe this, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. This is a stunning admission. Of course, they've got no choice now because the antibiotics have bred such degrees of disease and resistance to them that they're SOL unless they make this change and go back to botanicals. And I would argue as well, homeopathics, and I would argue one other thing that they're not looking at in this story, and that is silver. Silver. Right.
But wait a minute.
Argentum metallicum. Which leads us, yes.
Are you talking about nanosilver?
Yes, I am. I'm talking about silver that is available to the body and nanoparticles. And
that's dangerous stuff. That's dangerous stuff.
Yes.
Robert.
Now, you're saying that because another Medical News Today article references a new study that says experts are expressing concern over nanosilver found in everyday items that may be harmful to health. And I have a feeling here that this study was done simply to counteract Robert Scott Bell and the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, I'm being a little egocentric now. Yeah, I do. Because we've been talking about what? The health of what? The epithelial lining of the gastrointestinal tract. And in this study, they actually are trying to claim that silver may be harming those cells that I have seen evidence of healthy regeneration based on the Silver Allure Protocol. I think we're making such inroads, such positive and powerful inroads into the consciousness of people that want to heal their gut and no longer want antibiotics and prednisone and surgery to remove their gastrointestinal parts, that they had to throw a desperate Hail Mary to attack nanosilver. Yeah, I'm not kidding here. I'm not kidding. This is where they're going with this. They are so afraid. They're saying nanoparticles, dangerous, damaging, free radical activity, harming human intestinal cells. Harming human intestinal cells.
Interesting.
The very ones that we're healing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this all the time. I mean, the you know, the Silver Allure Protocol is something that is just hugely, hugely popular that we're talking about all the time. And so you're telling me they're saying that this is bad for the intestinal cells?
Yep. And they're doing it because the Robert Scott Bell Show is making inroads around the world, and they have to put a stop to it. They need to put a stop to this good information empowering people to heal without invasive medical, patented pharmaceutical drugs and procedures. So what else are they going to do? We're so big and bad, they're doing studies in Denmark about us. How cool is that?
We got the attention of Denmark. That's on the other side of the globe. Wow, congratulations. That's great.
Now, I hear Tom on the board saying, great kid, don't get cocky, right? It's like, come on, man, don't get a big head over this. Listen, I have no idea if they listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show in Denmark. We probably do have some Danish listeners. But what I'm going to reveal to you is something that the Medical News Today team does not. But if you read the full study, here is the shocker. This is the most shocking thing, revelation, not to me or you, but maybe to some of our Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. Do you know what kind of cells that this study tested to determine that silver nanoparticles were dangerous to human cells? You know what kind of cells?
I do not.
I'm not going to tell you until after the break.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It's that good. No. It is that good. Do you want to hear what you will never hear in the mainstream media about a so-called scientific study out of Denmark trying to say silver is bad for you? I'm going to reveal the cells that they tested.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The mixed bag today from Medical News Today. One, it's good because they say, hey, you can raise your pigs by feeding them extracts from ginger, turmeric, what else do we have? Oil of oregano, different things that are actually garlic. Helping them to... what did I miss?
Garlic.
Garlic. Oh, Super Don. Garlic. Yes, of course. Garlic as well.
I'm hungry. It's lunchtime.
Yeah. I can barely hear you, Super Don. I don't know why that is. But the other thing is... The other bad news, if you will, from Medical News Today standpoint, what they're revealing is a Danish study claiming that silver nanoparticles are dangerous to human intestinal cells. Okay? So the question is, how is this possible? Is this true? Because I've been seeing clinically for years now and been helping folks out listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show with a silver aloe-based protocol, and we're getting results, remarkable results, accelerated results in healing gastrointestinal inflammation, infection, yeast overgrowth, colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, etc. How can these two things be congruent? The Medical News Today and what we say. Well, it turns out the cells that they tested to determine that silver was dangerous to them, yes, they were human cells, but guess what kind of human cells they were? You ready?
What were they? I'm ready.
Cancer cells.
No yes. way. Wow.
Cancer cells. I know. Isn't
so
that awesome?
Silver. No. Wait, so silver goes and kills cancer cells?
Yes. So they actually validated a study I've revealed a number of years ago, the Ashurani study, that says silver nanoparticles kill cancer cells. And
that
cancer
awesome.
Cells have no defense against them. But they didn't make that distinction in this study claiming silver nanoparticles are bad for healthy cells. Well, human cells. If the human cells happen to be cancerous, oh my gosh, they've just validated silver's role in curing cancer.
And it's almost bizarre because they did this test and they're saying that, no, silver, it's bad. It goes in and destroys the cells. Well, guess what? If I'm taking silver and it happens to target cancer cells in my intestines and destroys those cells, I'm not going to have a problem with that. I don't understand. What's the downside to this study?
Exactly. Well, that's the point. They had to spin it, but no one's going to go read it. And if they print this up in the news, they're not going to go read the study to find out that they're talking about cancer cells. This is
great
news for anybody that loves silver. So with that, I'm going to go. If you have a question about it, comment 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We are joined now by one of my heroes out there from Baker's Green Acres. He stood against the big bad wolf, if you will, of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, Michigan DNR, telling him that all of his pigs were feral and they needed to be executed. Mark Baker would not sit down and go quietly into the night. God bless you. Mark Baker back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, listen, a lot of stunning news today, not the least of which is the story we want to cover about your journey to the point where the Michigan DNR has backed down and says they don't want to execute your pigs, and we're going to get there. But real briefly, I must ask, because I consider you an expert in raising healthy animals the way you do, what do you think about this scientific validation for the use of botanical extracts to keep pigs healthy?
Well, it's probably because they're getting so much bad PR about all the antibiotics that they use. And I guess we shall see if they actually go that way or they just say that they're going that way. That's probably what it is. They're just going to say that they're going that way.
Share your cynicism. I do share your cynicism on that, but I think it's rather interesting. And, of course, the way they act in real life with the CAFOs, the factory farms, the caging of these animals, is that they all suffer from an antibiotic deficiency, that antibiotics are really some sort of vitamin A, the way they actually feed it to them just to keep them alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually called what they call it is subtherapeutic feeding, where they put it in their feeds and the animals aren't even sick yet. It just keeps them from getting sick because their conditions are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But animals that are raised outside and they have sunshine and dirt to eat and they live in a living environment, they don't have those problems.
So you're telling me, Mark, that you don't feed your pigs antibiotics just to keep them alive?
No. Nope, never have. Don't think we ever will.
I have a sense that this Michigan DNR issue was the state doing the bidding of the corporate world. We call it corporatism or corporate welfare, where the corporations gain control over the regulators and start targeting competition, the growing movement for people who want food as our ancestors ate it, without antibiotics, without added synthetic toxic poisons. And Mark Baker, front and center there in Michigan, took on the Michigan DNR. They backed down. What does it mean, not only for Mark Baker and Baker's Green Acres, but for other farmers in the state of Michigan? Will this ruling or non-ruling apply to them as well? Mark Baker continues with us to answer those questions and more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Mark Baker is back from Baker's Green Acres in the frozen tundra of Michigan. How are you holding up through the winter there, Mark? We're glad to have you back on board.
Oh, thanks for having me back. Well, we're holding up. It's been a long one, I can tell you that. We've had, I think, 75 days of sub-zero.
Wow. Well, you talk about the winter of your discontent. That qualifies. Now, another discontent is dealing with the Michigan DNR, who declared your pigs feral, even though the definition was so broad and vague. And then when confronted in court, as you did, you stood up and sued them. They didn't want to deal with any of the definitions. And it's kind of bizarre and strange, and I want you to clear up any confusion out there about what the Michigan DNR has done by backing off. Did they actually declare now all pigs are safe to be raised in Michigan or just yours? And have they declared yours not feral? Could they change their mind? What is the status up there?
Okay, well, we were set to go to trial on the 11th of March. And so just 10 days prior to that, they called for a hearing, and that hearing, they dropped on us that they were dropping their countersuit, that they no longer had a problem with our pigs. And the judge kind of scratched his head and said, well, you know, this is a complete turnaround from where you've been for the last 3 years. And the attorney from the state, Harry Martin, said, well, yeah, but that's where we are right now. We've determined that Mark's pigs are in compliance with our law. And we stated on the record that we haven't done anything to change the genetic makeup of our pigs.
Okay.
But they've just declared that we're okay. So they are protecting something. They don't want to go into a court of law and, you know, put their people on a stand where we get to ask them questions. But what this means is I get a pass and I can do my business, but nobody else can. Everybody else is still subject to the declaratory ruling. So this is a problem, and we're right back to square one where we started. I'll just tell your listeners, we sued them for clarification of the law, because the law that they put out said that any pig with a straight tail or a curly tail is illegal. And it
doesn't that cover all the Mark, forgive me for my porcine ignorance, but isn't the tail either straight or curly? What is there an option other than that?
No, there's no other option. And then they said any pig with a floppy ear or an erect ear is feral. Any solid
okay, wait.
Pig, any solid red pig.
Hold on. You're going too fast for me. I'm just going to be the dumb non-farmer here. An erect ear or a floppy ear? Is there an in-between ear that we don't know about that wouldn't be feral in that original definition?
No, there is no in-between.
I'm so sorry for having to ask these questions, but I'm just trying to make sense out of the Michigan DNR and what they said here.
Oh, if you try to make sense out of this, it's not going to work out. And that's why we sued them for clarification, because we tried to ask them questions, and the answers to their questions were just as stupid as the declaration that they put out. And I mean really stupid. And they intentionally do that so that farmers really don't know if they're in compliance with their law or not. And that's the nature of business in this world that we live in. It is actually called a Hegelian dialectic. Oh, you do? Okay. Well, they like to you guessing, and then they like to keep you scared that somebody could come up the driveway and shut you down or give you a big fine, which they tried to do to me. They fined me $700,000 for my animals. I'm in the clear now.
They did. That you are in the clear, but we're concerned also about the general farming community, the family farms of Michigan, because it doesn't sound like they're in the clear. And just one more bit of clarification here, because they said your pigs were feral, and then now they say they're in compliance. Did you genetically engineer your pigs into compliance? How did it magically transform?
It transformed in the Department of Natural Resources' minds, because we did nothing here, absolutely nothing. They just knew that in a court of law they were going to lose, and they cannot afford to lose, because whoever is pushing this agenda is really big. And I don't know if we could ever get the invasive species order dropped. I do think that we could get language put in it that would prevent them from doing this. But we'll have to see, because right now there is no case because the judge dismissed it, and so we have to sue them again. And I think this time we'll probably do it in federal court. Yeah.
Well, listen, I support it, and I support your efforts and anything you do. Let us know. Of course, our good friend Liz Reitzig and others out there keeping us informed on this issue as far as how we can support the efforts, because food freedom is a fundamental freedom. And whether it's written into the Constitution in detail or not, it's not something we have to ask permission for to raise animals. Again, you are raising them healthily. You're not, they weren't running around on anybody else's property. And for the Michigan DNR to attack you is indicative. If I use my higher powers of cognition, and they are varied, and sometimes they're actually correct. Actually, most of the time they are. I'm going to say that these people are either on massive amounts of drugs in the Michigan DNR, or they're diabolically utilizing the power of their governmental, authority, to move forward the interest of factory farms in Michigan if this is only a state-level issue. That's me saying it. I'm not putting words in your mouth, Mark, but I want people to hear it and consider it, that the Michigan DNR needs to be cleaned out because what they're doing violates the rights of the people of Michigan.
Yeah, I agree with you. And if your listeners want to view a video that tells all, you could go to Baker's Green Acres YouTube channel, and there's a video up there that was taken in the courtroom of their attorney, and you can see how he handles himself and the arrogance. At one point he says to me, "You don't get it, do you?" And I think what he meant was, this is rigged. You can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way it seems, although we're going to keep trying. At one point he spits over his shoulder that, "What do you think of your court now?" And this is the guy that refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance in the courtroom. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I saw the video yesterday. We'll have it linked up. Super Don will work on getting that up and out there. We do have links to Baker's Green Acres in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You'll see Mark and his farm and the good works he's doing. He's standing up. He didn't cower in fear. You want to talk about the heart of, if we talk about it, what a real American is, it's to stand up against tyranny on the state, federal, and, you know, interpersonal level. We don't want to violate anybody else's rights, but we don't want them violating our rights either, whether they're your neighbor or whether they're a government agent acting under color of law in violation of a fundamental human freedom endowed to each of us by that which created us all. And that is an important distinction to make, and I don't think the people of the Michigan DNR have any sight of that anymore, but they are running scared as they drop the suit, or let's say drop the defense of their suit to say you are in compliance, because they knew there was no way they would be able to defend what they did to you.
That's correct. They could not defend it. But the key thing here is that your listeners need to know is we're not done. You know, they mm-hmm. may have tried to call it off, but they bought themselves a little bit of time, but that's it. We're not done. We're going to keep going at them. This needs to be settled, because it will come back in a short period of time. As a matter of fact, their public information guy, his name's Ed Golder. He stated in an AP story that, regardless of what was said in the courtroom, that if we are found to have pigs that are not in compliance, then they will enforce against us. And there again, how do we know if we're in compliance or not? We go to the declaratory ruling. Any pig with a straight tail, curly tail is not in compliance. So they've given themselves a lot of power doing this. And this was not done legislatively. This was just, it's a declaratory ruling. This is like the king has decreed type of
right.
thing. And, the Department of Natural Resources got their own police force, their conservation officers that are pretty brutal, and they just hired 300 new ones for the state. So
Mark, Michigan is not in great shakes economically, and they're investing more money in prohibiting, if you will, or threatening family farms, the backbone of what was once America, the land of the free. And how are the people of Michigan putting up with this? I mean, is this getting out on a statewide basis where the people are going to be upset by this yet?
I think so. It's national, so it should be statewide. Whether the people are watching it or not is another whole other story. See, industrial agriculture does not do anything for the economy. They employ a lot of people that aren't even from this country, and then those dollars flow back to the country that they're from. There are a lot of minimum wage jobs, and there's very few owners. Most of them are corporately held. And, you know, a few people do well, but not many. In the family farm scenario, you have families that are supported by an 80 or a 120-acre farm that do okay. I mean, they can earn over $100,000 a year if they work hard. And that's a good thing. We need families making money and maintaining the land and maintaining their families. But corporate agriculture is not good. I mean, they use a lot of drugs.
Not only a lot of drugs, but the corporate agriculture, you know, it doesn't support the families or the local communities. What it does support is the government agents and agencies for which it lobbies. And, of course, those agencies typically, and the agents within them, richly rewarded when they leave government, getting cushy jobs within those corporate factory farms. We've seen it in the drug industry as well. This is not good for the people of Michigan. And I am, you know, we're full on in support of whatever efforts you're taking from this point forward, including a federal suit, which will take it out of that state jurisdiction at this point.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go at it the right way this time. Last time, we were spending our grocery money and you know, farm profits to fight this. We're fighting the state. They've got a lot of resources, but this time we're going to put together a war chest first.
Yes, and, beautiful.
The amount's going to be substantial, and when we're ready, then we sue them, and we have staff to do it. It won't just be me and my wife.
Beautifully done. Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres, one of our heroes here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for giving us the update. We'll continue checking in with him. Who is the U.S. government upset with now? Oh, my gosh.
The part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
If you're not sure whether you have a head or not and whether that qualifies you for being a feral human, we'll have to check with the Michigan DNR on the news break because obviously they know insane. More than us of it. Wasn't
if
that?
You have a straight tail or a curly tail, you might be a feral pig. Sounds like a Jeff
right.
Foxworthy bit, right?
Oh, total Jeff Foxworthy moments there. Man, oh, man. What, you know, and Mark Baker has stood up. I mean, he would have been well within, people would understand to just kind of roll over and say, I'm leaving Michigan. Forget y'all. This is ridiculous. There's no evidence of intelligent life in the government, in the DNR in Michigan. But no, he stood by and said, no, I'm standing my ground. This was the right thing to do. And we appreciate Mark Baker. I know that they don't there at the Michigan DNR, but tough nubberooskies, okay? That's all I got to say. Now, Sprint, cell phone providers, everybody loves to complain about them. They overcharge you. The government finally has had enough. They're fed up. They're finally coming after them. Thank you. Now all of our bills are going to drop down because the government said enough is enough, and they've sued Sprint because they're overcharging all of us. Is that the way? Am I reading this right, Super Don?
You know, you missed a very important part of that. I mean, yes, they are suing Sprint, but it's not because of our cell phone bills.
It's not because they're overcharging all of us for our cell? No?
No. Apparently the U.S. is suing Sprint because Sprint overcharged the U.S. government on their wiretapping.
Oh, dude, I totally screwed that up. There I mean, I'm trying to give the government some props for protecting the people.
They're pissed off because Sprint overcharged them when they were having them tap our phones.
Wiretap all of us. So yes. Apparently, Sprint said, we got to do this. We're forced by court order. We're working with you. This is what it costs us. You pay up, Uncle Sam. Of course, that means all of the people who are still U.S. taxpayers. And so the government's saying, no, Sprint, you've inflated your charges by approximately 58%, which amounts to $21 million in overpayment. Hey, I got it. How about this, government? Stop wiretapping the people of America, and you won't have to be billed for it. Stop it. Enough already.
That headline was just hilarious. And you know what was really good about this article is, you know, most people, I think, are on the same page as we are when you look at that and you go, yeah. Really? You guys are going to complain because Sprint was charging you too much when you were tapping our phones. And the people's actually in the comment section are rather humorous. There's one guy here, he's pretending to do like a Sprint commercial, and he goes, Sprint, friends, family, foreign leaders, one low price. Love it.
One low price, one extra charge for wiretapping. Yes.
They should have gone with Verizon's new wiretapping plan. They could have saved a lot of money. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is incredible. Anyway. Now, Yeah. So this is a big story. U.S. Government, U.S. Incorporated, suing a cell phone provider because they're overcharging based on wiretapping. Of course, where are the people out there on this article going, you know, why is the FBI, DA, I mean, they have to tap everything? I mean, they already have the NSA doing it. And you don't see, are they suing on behalf of the NSA or is it just FBI and DEA or something here? Does it say in the article?
Let's see here. The government filed
yep.
a sprint.
FBI, DEA.
FBI.
FBI. And DEA.
And the DEA.
But no NSA. Yeah. Yeah. See, I think they should basically just, if they're going to say, if it's all about saving money, FBI and DEA, all you have to do is knock on the door of the NSA. NSA, hello, hey, I understand you've got all of this already. Can we just have that because we're being overcharged by Sprint? I mean, come on.
NSA is
really?
The NSA is smart. They got into the T-Mobile wiretapping plan, so they're saving way more than the FBI.
Yeah. So, boys and girls, what have we learned this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Well, scientific studies that are revealed through the mainstream media, they may be valid, but they're only giving you part of the story. And, of course, on the issue of silver, we find out that they tested silver on evidently epithelial cells that were cancerous, but they forgot to mention that they were cancerous in the news article. And then with that, they're claiming that silver is dangerous to human cells.
Cancer. Dangerous to cancer.
Yeah. And basically, they validated silver as another natural cure for cancer. Also learned from Mark Baker that the Michigan DNR is smoking proverbial curly-tailed, straight-tailed pig crack because they don't know the difference between that and the fact that all pigs are basically that. And they're all feral, but they're not feral in the case of Mark Baker, right? Yeah, exactly.
Pig crack, yeah.
Yeah. We also learned that if the federal government wants to save money, they should just get their wiretap information from the NSA, which is already doing it to everybody. All right. Well, that's it for this hour. We're going to take a quick news break. We'll be back with the vaccine messages that are backfiring on Big Pharma. Also, you have venous insufficiency. Do you even know what that is? Well, we'll review that and get rid of it. Russia, John Kerry, the IMF, what do they have in common? And a moment of duh related to sexual harassment. After the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.